When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold. And to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Class is in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, with Dr. Marvin Herndon with us as we are talking about the Earth's core. There are some scientists that believe that the core is responsible for the magnetic field. I'm not sure you do, Marv. Tell me about that.
No, because the only idea that really makes sense is this idea that the convection motions twisted by planetary rotations, mm-hmm. making a magnetic amplifier. But you can't have convection in the core. But so it doesn't matter. People have still made models. They've spent millions of dollars making mathematical computer models, and they always seem to work, but they can't work. Here's a really strange situation, George. Years ago, say 10 years ago or 20 years ago, it was hard for most people to believe that scientists weren't telling the truth.
Right.
But now, look at what's coming out. I mean, the mainstream media, they have a lot of trouble with the problem of truth. And the blacklisting, the censorship, the almost everybody in the public arena practically lies, except the white hats, of course. But so it's not surprising. But the thing that is bad about scientists lying is that they deceive humanity about the real risks. See, if you think about if the Earth's core is about one third of the mass of the entire Earth. So imagine that was actually convecting and you were producing the magnetic field there. That motion would have a huge amount of inertia. I mean, it would be like trying to stop a fully loaded freight train that's the longest in the world and trying to put a stop to it. It would be very difficult.
Is it like a ball?
It's like a ball. And the georeactor is like a ball, but the georeactor, the nuclear reactor at the center of the Earth, is only 1/10,000,000th the mass of the Earth.
Ah.
And so that can principally be stopped quite quickly. Now, there are two things that can upset the convection in the georeactor. One is a big meteorite impact at the surface of the Earth would cause it to disturb the fluid motions. But another thing is great outbursts from the sun. You know, we live in a world where the sun is not just a quiet producer of energy. There's solar flares, there's corona discharges, charged particles that pass through the Earth and pass around the Earth. Usually the magnetic field deflects those. But what happens also is that when you have such a bunch of charged particles hitting the Earth's magnetic field, it induces a current in the georeactor, which can destabilize it, which can upset the Earth's magnetic field, and even possibly shut it down.
Well, if it does shut down, if it stops moving as they think it could be, what does that mean to us?
Well, if the magnetic field stops, and it's not in the fluid core, it's in the georeactor, what you would have widespread communications disruptions, GPS blackouts.
Birds smashing into walls, right?
Satellite failures, loss of electrical power, loss of electrical transmission control.
Will we have time to see it coming?
No, and this is what the problem is. This is what the real problem is. No one's really preparing for it because they think that the Earth's magnetic field is being created in this massive fluid core that can't change quickly. But it can change quickly, and I've only mentioned a few of the things that are the problems.
Is it changing yet?
It's been changing over the last 100 years. The intensity of the magnetic field is about half what it was 100 years ago. And you've probably heard people talking about the movement of the magnetic North Pole.
Yes.
That's increased in movement.
It's shifting.
And that may be an indication. And so people should really be trying to understand exactly what the georeactor is telling us about the potential for a shutdown. But they don't. They're pretending that it all happens in the Earth's core. I mean, it's nonsense science.
This is serious business, isn't it?
It is serious business. A geomagnetic field collapse could cause such hardship and suffering and potentially reverse more than 2 centuries of technological infrastructure development. The last magnetic reversal occurred about 780,000 years ago. Now, humans at that time, I believe, were basically cavemen. And cave women, too. I don't want to leave anybody out.
We get it.
but I mean, they weren't a technological society. I mean, right now, everything we do is connected to technology. And so if all of a sudden the Earth's magnetic field started collapsing, no one's prepared for it, and no one's studying it, and no one is understanding, because this is the message that really should be getting to the people who are concerned about the infrastructure.
How can we prepare for it, Marv?
Well, one thing you have to keep in mind that when these charged particles get so intense they come through the magnetic field, they can induce currents in long wires like electrical power systems, which can blow out transformers and other pieces of equipment. And just this is seen in a little tiny bit when there's a large outburst. Occasionally a power system will go down and maybe a transformer will go out, which takes about 6 months to rebuild another one. And no one's really prepared.
We don't even have them in this country. They come out of China, don't they?
or Switzerland or someplace, and they're usually custom made. So I mean, we just can't get one off the shelf. And there's so many problems. And what we're doing is we're doing stupid things. We're sending billions of dollars to create a war in Ukraine. That could be solving people problems over here.
Mm-hmm.
We're spending vast amounts of money that we should be making. The science should really be a mechanism to improve life on Earth. And in many cases it has. I mean, for example, in treating disease. But the dark side of science is that the monsters, the really human monsters, are making viruses worse than occur in nature, so they can be used as germ warfare.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Hey, this is Christina Quinn. I'm the host of Try This, the Washington Post's new series of audio courses. The idea behind Try This is to become better functioning humans without having to comb the internet for countless hours. In our first course, we learned how to sleep better. Now, we're going to learn how to make our friendships stronger. I'll offer expert tips that are doable, and I'll keep it short. So let's do this. Classes in session. Find Try This from the Washington Post wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Well, do you agree with the scientists that the core itself is slowing down?
Who knows, number one, and number two, it may be that could tell you something about what is going to happen with the magnetic field. That would be nice to know. But the problem is that you have to look at that in terms of understanding the true science, and that's one of the things that needs to be done. Another thing that there's helium that's produced by the georeactor, and it comes up in deep source volcanoes like powering Hawaii and Iceland, and that helium. Is a reflection. It's produced by the georeactor and makes its way up, and that composition reflects the current state of the georeactor. But the data has not been precise. It's just measurements here and there. But it looks like we are leading toward the end of the life of the georeactor. And does that mean it'll stop in 100 years or maybe 1,000 or maybe 1,000,000 years from now? We don't know.
Is a planet dead when its reactor stops?
Pretty much. This is what's happened with planet Mars. Its reactor died, and its decompression. When planets form initially, they are typically compressed by the ices and gases. Like at one point in its early life, Earth was more like Jupiter. It had like 300 Earth masses of gases compressing what we call Earth to about two-thirds of the diameter. And when the sun ignited and blew away all the gases, it began a process of decompression. And this is the process that drives all of geology. I mean, as the planet decompresses, its surface area has to increase. It increases by making cracks, and those cracks expand and get filled in, and that's the ocean basins that are formed. And the curvature also has to change. I mean, if you took a half of an orange, the peel, and set it on a bigger melon, it wouldn't lay flat. And the reason is because of the curvature. Well, for the curvature to make it lay flat, you could take tucks in it and fold it over, and you could find that there are little tears around the edges. And this is exactly what's happened on Earth. Those are the reason that you have the mountains that are characterized by folding, and the little tears that are seen are the reason that Norway, for example, has all the fjords, and that you have submarine canyons. It's part of understanding how the whole planetary system works.
Is anybody panicking, Marvin, over this last report?
No, I think there's a lot of mystery because you remember the science fiction movie The Core?
Yeah.
Well,
had to go down into the core to get it moving again.
Yeah, right? The premise was that it had stopped, the core had stopped rotating.
Right, it was like a little planet within a planet.
Yeah. And so that's not what makes the magnetic field work. But people have in their mind this kind of story from movies, and I think there are other movies besides The Core that use that the rotation of the core. That's just...
Is there like a big hole in the center of the Earth?
No, in the center of the Earth there's the nuclear fission georeactor. It's like imagine a ball of uranium surrounded by an even bigger ball of uranium mixed with decay products. And
is it glowing?
Well, yes, it would be, because the temperature in the Earth's core is about 6,000 degrees.
And is it like a huge crevice, or is it just part of the...
No, it's very compressed.
It is, okay.
It's very compressed.
So the planet itself, if you go down to the middle of the planet, if you're able to get 4,000 miles down there, or whatever this is...
Yes.
Would you see a big gap in the planet, or nothing?
No. What you would do, you would be ending up where in the nuclear subcore where the fission is taking place. And that would be very dense, but that would be where the energy was being produced. And then if you look further, you would see a layer, a much thicker layer around that that's in motion driven by the heat. And that then is in contact with the lower limit of the inner core. And the inner core acts as a big heat sink. So as the subshell fluid moves up by convection, it hits the inner core, and that takes away the heat, so it then falls back in. And this is the motion coupled with planetary motion that generates the Earth's magnetic field. And there are lots of charged particles there that are moving and making little mini fields that can be amplified.
If I remember the movie from The Core, they had a machine that could auger out the planet where they went down in this little capsule, right?
Right, and it was made of unobtainium.
Exactly.
But, that was a really fun movie. I didn't get to meet the director until it was already in the can. But it was a fun movie.
Was it accurate?
No, it was a lot of things were wrong with it.
That's what I thought.
A lot of things. And if I had been involved from the very beginning, it would have been a lot different. But see, here's the story, George. I was, remember, and we go back a long way. In 2002,
mm-hmm.
the August issue of Discover magazine, my work about the reactor at the center of the Earth was the cover story.
That's right.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.